Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jim McCallum, who's president of Milliken's Flooring Division. Jim, you doing okay?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. I hope you are.
I am. It's good to get you on the line. I wanted to talk to you about your gold award at Neocon. You won a gold in modular for Lapidus product. Let's talk about that in just a minute. First, a little background on you. You've been in the flooring business for roughly 25, 26 years. First time I met you, you were working for Lee's, which was a division of Burlington, and you were focused up there in the Glasgow, Virginia area. Mohawk bought Lee's, so you became the head of the Mohawk group. And then you left there and you went to Interface and the international side of Interface. And then now you've been to Milliken for 2 years, right?
That is exactly right. Good synopsis of my resume.
And also, people can detect that you have a British accent and you actually were born and raised in the UK. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, but I'm surprised to hear that people think I have a British accent. I thought I had an American accent by now. I was born and raised in the northeast of England and spent my formative years over there through college and got over to the US in the early 80s for a while and then came back to London. Ended up in the U.S. for good in 1990.
Well, keep your British accent. I think it gives it style. All right, so let's talk about Lapidus. So just a couple points. When you got to Milliken, you reached over and got your design leader, Bob Hutchison, who had worked with you at Lee's. You guys had split ways, and you brought him back. Was he involved in this project?
Yeah, he's involved in all of our design projects. Bob was my number one hire when I got here at Milliken.
Yeah.
And, you know, my number one thought for improvement when I got here at Milliken was for the enhancement of the product portfolio.
Yeah.
I thought that was job one, and I thought Bob was the best guy for that role. So, yes, he gets involved in all of the design work. He's got a very active and engaged team. The design inspiration for this one was somewhat interesting, though, because it is a marriage of design and technology. And the first inspiration was from actually a technical engineer in our manufacturing area who's also an artist. And he knew the capabilities of this latest generation of dye injection technology we have, which is a pretty cool piece of technology. He knew its capabilities. And he actually did some artwork around what could be some design. And then Holly Newen, who is a member of Bob Hutchison's design staff, took on that project and pretty fast-tracked what was a great concept. And between the two of them, it's kind of a joint development and an interesting one. It's pretty unique to my experience. And that was the birth of Lapidus.
Okay. Now, Lapidus is Latin for made of stone. So talk about the origin of the name.
You know, if you look at it, it has a very weathered and patina look, which we think is pretty vogue. So the aesthetic is very important to the product. And, you know, anyone who wants stained concrete, forget it. Put Lapidus down. You're going to get a lot better product. But, yes, it does give that stone-like appearance. But, you know, I think the real key to this product is its functionality. And I think that's perhaps what influenced the judges. Because I'm sometimes concerned when you win a gold award. I've got to go on record as saying this. I've seen it before. I've been involved with gold award winners before. Some of them being very successful products. Some of them have been less than successful. You know, I think in order to get the attention of the judges, you've got to be a little bit out there.
Yeah.
You've got to be a little out of the box. And sometimes that takes you out of the selling zone, too. But I think with this particular product, I've got some real confidence that it will sell because it has a beautiful aesthetic with that patinaed weathered look, but is also very functional. I think that caught the attention of the judges. And that functionality is really in its ability to be a gradient. You know, with the furniture being deconstructed and spaces being more open and free, a lot of designers and a lot of end users want to delineate the areas within their space, you know, with the floor covering. And yet they don't want to have an extreme or an abrupt transition. And this product gradates beautifully in the transition zone. So it can take it from one color to another and give the designer the flexibility to be able to do that. It really liberates the designer. And some other products out there are somewhat more prescriptive, and this one gives that flexibility. Then also, we took the same product, which is basically sold and designed in 1 meter squares, but we made it in planks also. And with the different installation methodology of planks, it gives it a totally different aesthetic. And so it brings a lot of flexibility into the one product. And therefore, I think it's going to be an effective sales product too.
So, Jim, I can second what you say about the successful selling level of some of these gold awards. But I believe with this product, you know, it will be successful, as you said, because of the flexibility. Also, I believe that price point-wise, this is probably an affordable product, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's not one of our lower-priced products, but it will hit the mainstream selling zone.
And you talked about the inspiration for it. I think it's interesting. I went to the Cool event on Sunday night, and of the 7 projects that were awarded, 5 of them had polished concrete. So you might really have hit on something from a visual standpoint here.
Well, yeah, we think that visual is really quite vogue, and that was part of the design inspiration.
Yeah.
As I say, we wanted to be functional from a transitional standpoint to delineate spaces. And then with polished concrete being so vogue, you know, we feel obviously in the carpet industry that carpet brings a softness, it brings acoustic benefit.
Well, congratulations on winning that award. One other question I wanted to ask you. Last year when I met you at Neocon, you were rolling out a line of LVT products. How has your first year been with that product?
Our first year has been okay, Kemp. I'm very impatient when we launch what I think are good categories of products, and this certainly is one. We found a few parts of the world that weren't taking up the product as effectively as others. We see in Europe, for example, there's an awful lot of raised access floor in Europe. The corporate market in the UK is probably about 70% raised access floor. And the direct glue LVT, the 2.5 millimeter LVT, isn't as well suited for that substrate. So we're excited about the addition to the line as we launched our three-layer product this year, which is the 5 millimeter product. We actually put a much more of a design emphasis on this year's product line. In fact, the Eero product, which didn't win an LVT award at Neocon, but it did pick up Best of Show at HD out in Vegas for the resilient flooring category, which we think is a really, really interesting design. It's not as quick as I'd like it to be, but it's beginning to take traction, and we're getting a lot of engagement from our sales folks now. So we're happy with the first year, but we've got greater aspirations as we go forward.
All right. So one quick last question. Obviously, the traffic at Neocon was very strong. Does that tell you that we're looking at potentially some strong sales for the rest of this year?
Yeah, that is the case. We're looking to very strong sales at the end of the year. We're also sitting on very strong sales for the first half of the year. So all very, very optimistic from that point.
All right, Jim. Well, it's good to talk to you, and I'm glad to hear that Millikan is doing so well. Again, we're talking to Jim McCallum, the president of Millikan's flooring business, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.